I'm talking to you this morning about faith in the name of Jesus. I love this. I love this. I like to talk about faith anyway, but I'll tell you, when you start talking about the name of Jesus, whoo, glory, hallelujah. You know, just have faith in that name. Ooh, he gave us that name. Hallelujah. And you know, Jesus did more in 33 years that he walked this earth than anybody else has ever done in lifetimes. I mean, hallelujah. He turned the world upside down. He did. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He preached the gospel to the poor. He set the captives free. He brought peace. My goodness. And he didn't just do it while he was here. It's still going on. Hallelujah. I mean, we're still finding that he's a very present help in time of trouble. Oh, did you ever just whisper the name? Come on. Just whisper that name, Jesus. It tastes sweet. I don't know about you, but it tastes sweet to me. Jesus. Ooh. It'll take fevers away from babies. Hallelujah. Tumors will dissolve and things will disappear that shouldn't be there when you speak that name, Jesus. Ooh, sweet name of Jesus. Have you got a mountain ahead of you? Then just speak Jesus to it, because Jesus is bigger than any mountain. Hallelujah. Bless God. You can just say that name. But see, the church has forgotten. We have forgotten the power that's in that name. Most churches don't even realize it. See, I believe, and don't get mad at me, and don't start, turn me off just because you don't agree with something I've said, but I'm not against doctors. And listen, you'll never hear me say, don't go to the doctor. If you need to go, go. But I think that God had a higher plan for his church. And I think too many people are running to the medicine cabinet and running to doctors and running to the pharmacy when they ought to run to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you're going to the pharmacy and going, don't get under condemnation. I'm just telling you, God has a higher plan. He has a better way. Come on, people, say the name of Jesus again. Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love that. Whew. Glory. See, everything that Jesus did on this earth, his name can still do. Whoa. Come on, people. Hallelujah. Are you asleep or what? Do I need to throw my Bible out there and just wake a bunch of you up? Hallelujah. Anything that Jesus did on this earth, his name can still do. Hallelujah. And you have the legal right as a believer to use that name to carry out his will on this earth. But we've forgotten why we were put here. We thought we were just put here to drag through, just barely get by. You know, just wander, weary pilgrim, wandering through this life, hoping someday for a cabin in the corner of glory land. Isn't that stupid? Hallelujah. There's not going to be any cabins up there. If you're hoping for a cabin, set your sights a little higher. I want a mansion. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will return again. And where I am, there ye may be also. He's not working on cabins in the corner of glory land. Well, hallelujah. Bless God. When you use the name of Jesus, you'll see great results. All power is in that name. But you know what? A lot of the churches use that name as a byword. Oh, Jesus. And then they'll even use both names, you know, the anointed one. And they'll use it as a byword. Hallelujah. You know what? You got to put faith in that name. And when you begin to use faith in that name and watch what you say, oh, glory, the power of God will come on us. Let's go to Acts 3 and verse 1. Now, I'm going to read a lot of scripture this morning, but how does faith come? By hearing. And hearing and hearing. Hallelujah. And sometimes when you read something, oh, I read that 1,000 times. Read it again. Read it again. I tell you, there's so much anointing in the Word of God that if I wasn't saved and I was out in the boondocks someplace and all I had was the baguettes, I could get saved, because there's that much revelation in that Word. Hallelujah. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. So they were, I mean, they went at an hour of prayer. They had a time set aside where they went to pray. Oh, come on, people. Hallelujah. Being the ninth hour. They had a set time that they went to pray. Hallelujah. And a certain man, a certain lame man. Now, when he says certain, this is not just telling a parable. This is an actual man. A certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Now, you know what? People have used this to say, God wants you poor. God wants you broke. Do you know, a lot of times you could ask Roy, he's got a credit card, but if you ask him for a dollar, he might not have any. Because if I don't stop him before he goes out the door and say, you got any money, he'd run around without any money. He just forgets to get it, you know, and then he'll give it away or buy somebody something, and then he doesn't have any money. But that don't mean he doesn't have some. Hallelujah. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." Oh, how could they have said that? They sort of should have said, "You look at Jesus. Now look at Jesus." Well, you know what? When you look at us, you are looking at Jesus, aren't you? Isn't Jesus in there? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not the power. He's the power. But, you know, bless God, when we pray for people, we say, "Look at me. Look in my eyes." You know, because sometimes I can see whatever's hindering that person. Hallelujah. The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I to thee." What do you got, honey? What do you got? Glory to God. If they had this, so have we. Isn't that true? In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Well, what if it don't happen? Well, what if it does? Hallelujah. Come on. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Now, people, I'm not telling you to just get out there and run all over the place and make a mess. When you start going to that hour of prayer, and you say, "I've got to pray an hour," set a set time aside to pray and spend that time with the Lord. And when you take that word and build it into you and take that faith in the name of Jesus and quit using his name as a byword, hallelujah. See, quit saying, "Oh, God," you know, as a byword. Quit saying, "Oh, Jesus," as a byword. Come on. Hallelujah. When you're talking to him, yes, but don't use it as a byword, because then, you know, you don't put any faith in that. Then when you want the faith to come, it's not there. Are you understanding that? And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, we need some immediately's, don't we? We need some suddenly's. Hallelujah. Immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping, stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Well, glory. God's done some things for you this week you even forgot to thank him about. Hallelujah. You need to start to thank him. Hallelujah. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew it was he who set it for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man, which was healed, held Peter and John. And one thing says, as he put his arms around him, I mean, he was excited. Hallelujah. He got his arms around him and began to hug him. All the people ran together into them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, glory to God. See, I'm going to tell you something. I always say that healings and miracles are God's dinner bell. And when that happens, you get people's attention. Hallelujah. People are willing to talk to me. I got a picture this week from this girl that sent me about maybe 3 months ago. This girl called me and she said this man from down in Kewaunee had he was working on a car and got the torch too close to the tank and it blowed up his house and blowed him up. Or didn't blow him up, but burned him 85% of his body. They didn't expect him to live. He was dying. And she called and she said, "You can get there before I can. Would you get to the hospital and see what you can do?" Well, when we went up there, he's in a coma. But how many of you know that your spirit don't go in a coma? Your spirit knows what's going on. Hallelujah. It don't die. It don't get sick. Hallelujah. So anyway, we just went in there. I mean, you had to get all garbed up, and he was in a coma. And people would say, "Well, what use?" I'll tell you what use. His spirit was alive and awake. And I began to speak to him and say, "You know, I want you to agree with me and accept Jesus as your Savior." And so we prayed over him, you know, and just led him in a sinner's prayer and left. And then when I went back, and he's still not too good. But when I'd go, that nurse would say, "Oh, you've come to pray. Come on." And she'd just show me back there, you know. So anyway, then he woke up. And I went one day, and his girlfriend was there, and she said, "We don't know what happened to him." She said, "He was so angry with God because one of his friends had committed suicide, and he blamed God." So, and she said, "Since he woke up, he's different. I mean, he's really open to God." Hallelujah. You understand? Glory to God. And this week, I got a picture of him. Hallelujah. We kept going back and praying for him. And the last time I prayed, they made me stand away from him. And there was a nurse there waiting, but she stood and waited while I prayed. They were going to do some rehab on him. And so she just stood there and waited while I prayed. And I got this picture of him standing out in the snow with a snow shovel over his head. And he has don't look like to me, has any scars at all. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I couldn't see any scars before. Hallelujah. Bless God. Whoa, I'm telling you, that name of Jesus will work. It'll work. Hallelujah. We were made to win. Hallelujah. I got that picture. I was so excited. I thought, hallelujah, isn't that great? Hallelujah. So you never know who you're going to touch. But just know what power you have. See, in you, you don't, but in that name. Oh, glory. When you receive Jesus, you receive that name. Hallelujah. He took your name, wrote it on the palms of his hands. Hallelujah. And it's ever before him, the word says. Hallelujah. And then he gave you his name. And he said, use this name. Hallelujah. You know what? This man went in there asking for alms, and he got legs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of you will get it when you get home. Hallelujah. See, the enemy has tried to silence the name of Jesus. You can say God, and that won't rally anybody. You know, they don't mind if you say in the name of God, or if you go in and talk about God, they don't care. But when you start talking about Jesus, talking about that name, everybody gets worked up. Why? Because there's power in that name when it's used in faith. Hallelujah. See, Satan doesn't want the church to understand what it means to use that name in faith. He knows that when you operate in faith, in that name, you've inherited from the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. You've inherited those things that will usher in the supernatural into the lives of a believer. Come on, people, get this. Hallelujah. Some of you say, oh, I want to be used of God. Well, make yourself usable. Hallelujah. Step out beyond that fear. Glory to God. Begin to say some things. Hallelujah. Bless God. When I realize, I mean, more times than one, I've gone to the hospital and prayed for people. Bless God, I know they're in heaven. But, you know, they were in in a coma, or, you know, man, as long as they're here. I remember a little gal, her family goes here to church, and she was dying one morning, had a wreck, and they had called me, and those nurses were working trying to save her, and I began to scream out, call out to the name of Jesus. Now, she's in a coma, but that spirit was still there. Hallelujah. Call out. Come on. Say, Jesus, be my Savior. They're working on her. And I'm standing behind the nurses yelling this. Call out the name of Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins and I accept what you did. And I just kept yelling that. And then they said, she's flatlined. But I got her before she flatlined. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, well, I tried that and it didn't work. Well, honey, you don't try this. This is something you live. Hallelujah. You begin to live. Bless God, people. You know, something will happen like that, and they don't see any results, and they quit. There ain't no quitting me. You understand? There's not any quitting me. Hallelujah. So it didn't come out like I wanted it this time. Just hang on. I'm not done. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. You need to get a little get in your guinea and begin to... I know most of you don't even know what that is. But bless God. See, a lot of the church left their guts out at the door. You know what? I forgot to do my drawing, didn't I? Hallelujah. We'll do that at the end, so don't anybody leave, okay? We'll do a drawing. I was going to do that. But, you know, people left their guts and their brains at the door when they got saved. Go back and get them, honey. You're going to need them. Hallelujah. Bless God. I don't need that anymore. Oh, all my troubles are over. No, you know what? Sometimes your troubles just begin. But I know the trouble solver. Hallelujah. See, the enemy will come at you, and bless God, he'll try to move you off that word. He's trying to steal the faith out of your heart. He's trying to steal the word out of your heart. But bless God, stand up and say, no, devil, you're not doing that. Now, I'm not talking about goofy. Come on. Hallelujah. We got too many goofy. Toot-oo, toot-oo, toot-oo. You know what I'm talking about? Man, we don't need that. Amen. You stand firmly on the word of God. Hallelujah. You say what the word of God says, and you begin to walk. And listen, people, let me tell you something else. We got too many mean Christians. Come on. Hallelujah. Say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about mean. Listen, God told us to walk in love. Your faith is connected to love. If you don't walk in love, your faith won't work. Don't come crying that you can't get anything to work if you're mean. Hallelujah. You know what? We're to walk in love. And I'm not even sure I understand what really walking in love means yet. I'm still working on it. You know, sometimes, did you ever get up and think, Lord, I don't love anybody. I don't like me. Come on. Did you ever think that? I know I'm probably the only one that ever did, but. You know, we work on that and we pull that in. We put the word of God on that place where the enemy wants to defeat us. And we stand and we walk in love toward people. Hallelujah. And when you do that, glory to God, the Spirit of God will work. See, Satan does not want the church to understand what it means to use that name. He knows that when you operate in that name, praise God, supernatural things begin to come into the life of a believer. So if I want to have faith in the promise of God, I need to hear this stuff. You cannot be saved without hearing the message of salvation, which is his death, burial, and resurrection. The same is true of healing. When people talk about believing God for their healing, and you ask them, what scripture are you standing on, huh? What scripture are you standing on? See, sometimes you get an instant miracle, but honey, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to work to keep that thing. Because when you get something, the Bible says Satan comes immediately to steal the word which is sown in your heart. He'll try his best to get that word out of you. So bless God, you're going to have to know the word and begin to use that word. Hallelujah. You know, because when the enemy comes, you need to know. Hallelujah. No, devil, you ain't stealing that from me. God said I'm healed. Bless God, I'm healed. I don't care what symptoms come. I don't care what test is done. If the word says I'm healed, bless God, I'm healed. I see Peggy back there raising her hand. Let me tell you about her. Bless God. I've known Peggy a long, long time. We were both just babies when we met. But anyway, she lives across the street from me. And when her dad died, we both went to a different church, and they sent me down there to talk to her and just pray for the family. And that's when I met her. Well, about, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago, she got a big tumor the size of a football. The neighbor called me, and she said, would you go down and pray for Peggy? So when I started, let me tell you something. The devil used all kinds of junk on you. When I started out the house, there was a big Rottweiler come running out the door across. I didn't even know they had one. Here it come at me, just flying, baring its teeth. Well, I didn't have nothing to hit him with or nothing. You know, he's just coming. I said, in the name of Jesus. And I began to scream the name of Jesus. That thing, his back legs like to win over his front. He thought, whoa. He stopped so quick and just looked at me. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I just kept using that name. And the woman come and got the dog. So go down there and anoint Peggy. And bless God, they got that all. And she's just fine today. Hallelujah. There was no cancer in that. Hallelujah. Big old football-sized tumor. Oh, glory. The name of Jesus will work on a tumor. It'll work on a dog. Hallelujah. Bless God. That dog act like he won't tear my leg off. Satan sent that dog out there. And you say, oh, Evelyn, that's just crazy. Well, you wouldn't stand there when that dog come at you. Hallelujah. I believe he didn't want me going down there. He wanted me to run back in the house. Hallelujah. Bless God. But you use that name and it works. Aren't you glad? Can you say Jesus? Come on, say Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless God. But you know what? You need to have a scripture that you're standing on. Hallelujah. You don't have to have the whole Bible. Bless God, you take two or three scriptures and stand on them. Hallelujah. When that shoulder wouldn't work, I took Romans 8:31 and Galatians 3:20. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but it's Christ lives in me. If Christ lives in me, would have a bum arm, and I ain't having him one either. If the same spirit that lives in me dwells in Christ lives in me, then this mortal shoulder's quickened and made alive. It's healed. And I stood on those two scriptures, and my arm works. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. People don't realize the importance of the Word of God in your healing. Everybody thinks that when you pray, it's just healing's automatic. Well, sometimes it is. But sometimes, honey, you're going to have to find a scripture that applies to your situation and stand on it for all you're worth. That not just for healing, other things too. Did you ever have the devil try to steal one of your kids and you start praying and the situation gets worse? Sometimes people back off, well, it ain't doing any good anyway. Oh, yeah, it's doing good. It's doing good. Anytime you put the name of Jesus and the Word of God on something, it's doing good. Hallelujah. I got a promise in the Bible that says the seed of the righteous will be delivered. And not one of my kids will go to hell. I've told you that before. Bless God, if one of them tried to go to hell and died, I'd raise them up. Get them raised from the dead. Lead them to Jesus. And if they wanted to die, that'd be up to them. But bless God, there won't be one of my kids die lost. Hallelujah. God pays good dividends. And by the way, my kids and grandkids are serving God. And I'm so thankful for that. But don't you back up. I don't care how bad the situation looks. Hallelujah. If you got a promise to stand on it. The seed of the righteous will be delivered. And there's a scripture in John that says, all that the Father hath given me shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. Let me tell you something. When you got saved, your kids were given to God. Ha ha. Hallelujah. And they won't be cast out, and they will. He said, all that the Father hath given me shall come to me. When I accepted Jesus, my household, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved and your house. Hallelujah. That means they're all coming. Hallelujah. They may kick and fight and do all kinds of things, but they're coming. Hallelujah. Because I'm standing on that word. Hallelujah. See, we know God's a healer, but we got to put some faith and are standing. And sometimes people wait and wait and nothing happens. They get discouraged and think their faith don't work. Maybe it's not God's will to heal them and all kinds of things. The word says it's God's will to heal. Yeah. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. The word says he healeth all our diseases. Bless God. So we got to base our faith on what the word says rather than our experiences. We have to have faith in the blood, faith in the name, faith in the word, faith in the blessing. But today we're going to look at the faith in the name. You know, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. You're blessed. If you belong to God, you're blessed. The blessing goes before me. Hallelujah. I may not look blessed, but bless God, just keep looking. It'll end up in my favor. Hallelujah. Some of you have been in places where it looked like nothing was working. But bless God, look where you are today. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Watch some of the public stuff going on today. They dance around using the name of Jesus. They'll say Christ, God, a higher power, all that, but they're afraid of the name of Jesus. And you know, some of our churches are quit using some of these things, taking the Holy Ghost out. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you know, bless God. And Holy Spirit, the Comforter, hallelujah. Some people get nervous about saying Holy Ghost, but you know, in my Bible, it talks about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he's powerful and he's wonderful. And I like to talk about him. And I'm not going to take him out. Hallelujah. Without him, I told people the other day, you know, God was so big, he couldn't fit in the earth, so he only sent a third of himself at a time. You know? Hallelujah. First he sent Jesus, then he sent the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Bless God. He's big, people. That name is so powerful. And most of the church have been dumbed down when it comes to the name because the enemy knows that there's power available to us when we use that name. If the church ever gets hold of the revelation of the power that's in that name, we'll have all things possible happening. Woo! I feel the power of God up here. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, you know, God had several different names. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rophe, Jehovah Sitkanu, Jehovah Shalom. I mean, there's just all these names. Gamoli, Jehovah Gamoli. That means our recompenser. He'll recompense. Hallelujah. But you know what? In the New Testament, all those names went into one name. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. See, the people in the Old Testament virtually turned cities upside down, using what they knew. And they didn't have what we have today. They didn't have the revelation we have today. 10 years ago, we didn't have some of the revelation we got today. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. People say, oh, I wish I'd have lived in the time of Moses. I wish I'd lived in the time. I'm so glad to be here right now. Right now. That's when God put me right at the right time, at the right place. Hallelujah. And you need to say that when you get up in the morning. Lord, I thank you. I'll be at the right place at the right time. I'll be right in the center of your will. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, they didn't have the revelation we have. And they knew enough to put faith in what they had. Hallelujah. God said it. I believe it. Praise God. That's what I need. Hallelujah. But see, we have much more knowledge now than they did even in the church of Acts. Hallelujah. They were just babies. And they used faith in that name. The name alone won't do anything. You can use it and it'll attract attention, but in order for you to get benefits from it, you're going to have to use faith in the name. The devil don't want that because he doesn't want the miracles. Hallelujah. And you know, people call a sunrise, oh, look at the miracle. That's not a miracle. That happens every day. Sun comes up. Baby's born, oh, that's a miracle. No, babies are born every day. That's a natural thing. Miracles are something that happen out of the ordinary that couldn't happen because you thought of it or couldn't happen any other way but that God would cause it to happen. Your faith gives evidence to the name of the one you're calling on. Hallelujah. Muhammad died, Confucius died, but Jesus arose. And Satan wants to dispute that. See, the Jews, and if you read it in the book of Acts, it says that some of the, no, I think it's not in Acts, it's in one of the Gospels or maybe a couple of the Gospels, where it says the Jews paid some of the soldiers to say that the body was stolen. They wanted to dispute the fact that he arose. The name is a part of your inheritance. It's part of who you are. It's your family name. Whoo, glory. What's your family name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God told us in his word to use that name. It's a key to all you need. Did you hear me? I said it's a key to all you need. See, I want you to have faith in that name. And I want to show you what that name can do. You'll still see that name as only a substitute for the one who had the name. Hallelujah. See, he went back. He sent us the Holy Spirit and he gave us his name. When you release the name, he's still in the name. He's still in that name. He said, whatever you ask in my name, the Father will do it. Jesus said in Matthew 15, he said, you've made the word of God of no effect because of your traditions. He was talking about how they had taken and said different things, and they had taken the power of the traditions. It's Matthew 15, 6, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus you have made the commandments of God of no effect by your tradition. You need to go right back and read what it said before. They were saying, you could take what, you know, I don't have to help my mom and dad because I'm going to take it to the church. Well, you know what? You need to be careful doing that stuff. You can make the word of God of none effect. People say, well, I don't tithe, I help my family. You can make the word of God of none effect. You ought to help your family. But people, if you want the blessing on your life, you're going to tithe. Hallelujah. You're going to give to the Lord. Hallelujah. People use that name as a byword. I told you that. They've dropped something. They say, well, Jesus, they have no faith. And that is the slang with no faith in it. But I want to show you that when you get faith in that name, you'll see the authority that you walk in. You know why you can face the devil down when he comes and he's trying to kill one of your kids and you say, no, devil, you will not do that. You don't do that because all power is given unto God, and he turned around and gave it to me. Hallelujah. Luke 10:19 said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And devil, you ain't doing this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you can tell the difference in someone who knows the value of that name and those who don't. Do you understand that? The other day I said this lady, you're a Christian, aren't you? She said, how'd you know? I said, your spirit bears witness with my spirit that you're a child of God. Hallelujah. You can just tell there's something different. Hallelujah. Well, when you know who you are, I mean, bless God. And half the church don't know who they are. I'm not talking about who you are in you. I'm talking about who you are in Jesus. Who, you know, bless God. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a winner. Hallelujah. I always triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, people may not have a PhD, but they have the name. And they know enough to keep their kids off drugs and keep their family well. And maybe you don't have any money, but you got that name. When you put your faith in that, it'll work. Hallelujah. See, all the rage now is about insurance and who has insurance and who don't. And don't get mad at me here and don't write me no nasty letters. But I'm going to tell you something. You better build your faith. Because, honey, when that insurance company turns you down and says you can't have, and I'm not saying they're going to, but if it so would happen, what are you going to do? You use your faith in that name. Hallelujah. See, there's sometimes we've gotten so complacent here that there's a time in America when if you ask a blind lady, if Jesus would come up and say to her, what would you have me do for you? She'd say, get me a good CNI dog. Come on. You know, people, bless God. Come on, let's put some faith back in that name. Hallelujah. Put some faith back in the fact that God can keep you, that you don't have to fall apart at 40. Your eyes don't have to give out on you at 40. You don't have to have cataracts because they said you did. Hallelujah. You don't have to have high blood pressure and all this stuff just because they say you do. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, we've made it very complicated, and the things of God are not complicated. God made the gospel very simple. He did. Hallelujah. I had an uncle who was a deaf mute. He couldn't talk and he couldn't hear. But one night when the altar call was given, they were way back at the back. He got up and went to the front and got saved. He got changed. He couldn't hear a thing the preacher said. Glory to God. You hearing me? Hallelujah. I'm talking about miracles where God does things. Hallelujah. Just through that name. Praise God. The gospel is simple, but we've applied all the intellect and the power has gone out of it. Now, I'm not against intellect and I'm not against intelligence and book knowledge. But when we try to apply the biblical principles, the power is robbed from the message. You hear me? Well, God don't do that stuff anymore. I beg to differ. Whoa, glory. When I put faith in it, I've seen him start cars. Hallelujah. I've seen him fix washing machines. Hallelujah. I even seen him fix a tape player one time. All broken. I didn't have the money to fix it. Hallelujah. Use that name. Glory to God. I remember when I washed his hearing aids. He said, why don't you use that faith you got? See, people say that stuff to me. Why don't you use that faith you got on his ears to get his ears healed? Well, bless God, we're working on it. We're working on it. I don't have all the answers yet. But when I took the things out of the washer, and then I started the other, another load. And as I started to throw those into the dryer, one hearing aid fell out. I knew the other one was still in the bottom of that washer. They had told him not even wear it in the rain because it would mess up. And here it is. I've washed both of them, one of them twice. Hallelujah. Now I could have got mad at him and thought, why'd you put that in your pocket? Hallelujah. But I called my son-in-law, because that's my little faith buddy. And I said, son, I got something real big this time. He said, what'd you do? I said, well, I washed Dad's hearing aids, and I need you to pray with me, because I don't have the money to have them fixed right now. So if you would pray with me that God will keep them working till I got the money to fix them. And you know he did. And then when we got the money to fix them, we took them and had them fixed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you have not because you ask not. You don't use your faith on that stuff. You know what? If you'll begin to, just like that muscle, it's pretty weak right now because I haven't been exercising, but I could tell that this week. I went down one time and exercised, and, you know, it one time won't do it. You got to keep it up. But when I use that muscle and begin to use it and use it and use it, it gets bigger and it gets stronger. Same way with your faith muscle. Come on, use that thing. Hallelujah. Begin to use it on some small things. Don't run to the world for your answers all the time. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, we can take the name. Where are the miracles anyway? This man was crippled for years, and they set him down at the gate beautiful. Do you see that they set poverty right down in the wealthiest temple in the area? He's asking for alms, and Peter and John are passing by. I don't have any money with me today. I think that's kind of what he said. I don't have any money with me today, but I'll give you what I got. Hallelujah. Such as I have. You know, when that woman was dying in the hospital, and I went in there, and she was on life support and couldn't, I mean, she was just out of it, and they said she was dying. So I go call Beth Tucker, and I said, if we don't do something, she's going to die. Well, you say, well, what can you do? I'll show you what we can do. We went back up there. We marched in there, told the devil what he's going to do, told death what he's going to do, told her blood sugar what he's going to do, and bless God, it did it. And she comes to church. I see her every Sunday here. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. And see, that don't just work for Evelyn Gibson and Beth Tucker. That'll work for you. I'm trying to get you to get your faith in there. Hallelujah. The man had never walked, but he didn't get a treatment. What did he have? He had the name. The name. In the name of Christ Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He took him by the hand, and he got healed. Hallelujah. Sometimes we go to God, and we tell him all about our problems. We get up and worry about them. And think about them and talk to everybody that comes along about them. Bless God, once you've gone to God in faith and you've used that name, then don't say anything else but what God said. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah. That man had never walked, but that name brings miracles. It brings miracles. It does not bring a treatment, although you might get a treatment, but it's just a foundational teaching, and we need some foundation, don't we? Laying on of hands is not being taught too many places. You know what? People come all up from all over the place to get us to pray. Call me from all over. Come miles. I'm talking about hundreds of miles sometimes to get me to just come, not because there's anything in me, but just because they heard I prayed for somebody and they got healed. Just because they know I lay hands on people. Hallelujah. Bless God. I've been all over this place just because people would call and say, would you come and pray? And I've seen miracles in that name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I feel sorry for everybody. Don't get to walk where I walk. Hallelujah. Don't get mad at me now. Come on. I just have an exciting life. And you know what? God does some tremendous things. And he'll do them for you. And see, when you sit under this ministry, that anointing comes down on you. And you might be surprised. You'd be winning souls out there like crazy. Hallelujah. Go to it, honey. I'll carry your bags. Hallelujah. Luke 10, verse 1 through 6. After these things, the Lord had appointed others, 70 also, and sent them out two by two before his face. He sent them out. Now look at that. He appointed 70, sent them out two by two before his face into every city and every... I didn't see this till last night, where he himself would come. He sent them. Now, Jesus is coming. What does he need to send people out to do? Because that's God's dinner bell. You understand? These disciples went out, and they began to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. Glory to God. Oh, you understand? Glory. He sent them out to do that. I never saw that before. Every place where he himself would come, he sent them before him to do all that. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Are we in the same gospel? I mean, hallelujah. Okay. And he said, heal the sick that are therein and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us through your name. Ha ha. Woo. The devil hates that name. Woo. You use that name. That's your protection. Hallelujah. He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, behold, behold. You know what that means? Hey, look. Ha ha. Come on. I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. How much power? All. See, the devil has some power, but God has power over that. He has some dunamis power, and God has authority power over that. And that's what he's given to you. And nothing, what does nothing mean? No thing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. See, we're seeing the disciples use that name. Whew. Let me lay a foundation. One of the reasons the gospel is intended to be with miracles is because it makes the life of a believer more productive in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Not just dragging by. Not living on by, barely get by street. Hallelujah. I don't live there. Hallelujah. I live on more than enough street. It's called Ramona Terrace, but we call it more than enough street. Paid for house street. Hallelujah. But one miracle is worth 1,000 sermons. See, what does this tell us? Whatever Jesus did, his name can do. Look at what Jesus did in Matthew 15, 29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee and went up onto a mountain and sat down there. Now look at this. And great multitudes came to him, having many with them that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed. Do you know what maimed means? It means they got a part missing. My daughter-in-law had a part missing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the doctors took that kidney out and God put it back. Hallelujah. I mean, God put it back. We prayed and they didn't operate again, but she's got two kidneys. Hallelujah. And many others. And cast them down at Jesus' feet. Now, in some of the translations, it said they threw them. Now, I've told you that before. Can you imagine taking your baby and you know Jesus is up there and you know he'll catch it and you just throw it over the crowd and he catches and the baby's made whole. It threw it. They said, one translation said they threw them. Cast. What does cast mean? Cast them. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Isn't that good? Yeah, I love it. Hallelujah. You just know God's going to catch them. Now, I don't recommend that you go throwing your babies around, okay? Hallelujah. But it said insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak. You know, man, that gets their attention. When somebody's got a foot turned in like this and you pray and it turns out like that, that gets your attention. When you have a little hand that's all withered and it just comes out normal and whole, that'll get your attention. Hallelujah. Maimed. And you know what? Don't ever put your faith in the person. Come on. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you put that faith where it belongs, on Jesus. Sometimes God will use people, but you just got to know he'll use you just as quick. You'll just be usable and sell out. And they wondered, it said in so much that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole. Ha ha, oh glory. When they were half parts missing, made whole. Hallelujah. The lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. You know what? When you get your prayers answered and you get things, people will glorify the God of Israel. What happened to the maimed? They were made whole. Smith Smigglesworth tells an account in his book where he went to this guy's house and stayed all night, and the guy had no feet. And so he said to the man before he left, he said, before he went to bed, he said, in the morning, I want you to go down to the shoe store and buy yourself a pair of shoes. Well, the man could have said, are you dumb? I have no feet. What'll I do with shoes? But the next morning when that door opened, that guy was sitting there. He said, I want a pair of shoes. He said, what size? He said, I hadn't thought about what size. So he just told him a size and a color, and he brought them to him. And when he put those stumps into those shoes, bless God, he grew feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People say, incredible. You know what incredible means? I don't believe it. Quit saying incredible. Hallelujah. Beyond belief. It's credible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to put your faith in that. Hallelujah. I read that in Smith Wigglesworth's book years ago. We had some friends who had a son who was born without feet. I began to pray. Glory. I could see feet forming. That little guy needed feet. And he grew every year, so they had to have new feet every year, you know, because he'd grow and they'd have to have new prostheses. So she called me and she said, Evan, we moved from Winnebago to Stillman Valley. And the March of Dimes won't pay for him any feet anymore. She said, we don't know what we're going to do because prostheses are very expensive. And I began to pray, oh, glory, this is my chance. I see feet growing. Hallelujah. And one day she called me, she said, guess what? The March of Dimes made him new feet. Hallelujah. Well, he got feet, and he's gotten them all these years. But that wasn't what I was praying for, but I'm still got my faith out there. Hallelujah, for him, some feet. When he gets his faith out there with me, because he's grown now, hallelujah, we'll see him get feet. You see, that's impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. All things are possible to him that believes. Hallelujah. Come on, people, get some faith in what the word says. And don't go looking at what, you know, you say, well, if I could just see a miracle, I'd believe. No, you wouldn't. You'd believe in miracles, but you wouldn't believe the word. Amen. Come on, you put your faith in the word. Yes. That's what'll work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, you know, this is for believers. These signs are for those who believe. And I'm a believer. And if you'll join your faith with mine, we'll see results. And I've told you before, don't you dare ever go tell somebody they don't have enough faith. Don't you dare. If I ever hear of you going to the hospital and telling somebody, if you'd had enough faith, this person wouldn't be sick, I'll whip you myself. Is that okay? Hallelujah. No, I'm kidding you, but don't you ever go do that. You know what? Don't you ever say to a person who's just lost a loved one, well, if they'd had faith, they'd have lived. That is not kind. And you don't have all the answers, and I don't have all the answers. But bless God, get in that word and be kind and loving. And don't try to explain away what happened because you don't know. Right. Come on. People, well, I can tell you what happened. No, you can't. We don't have all the answers. But people, God's given us what we need for the time when we need it. And so always walk in love. People think you're strange. Yeah, there have been a few people along the line thought it was strange. That's okay. I am strange. Peculiar. The Bible says I'm peculiar. But I'm not stupid. And I'm not out in la-la land someplace. I'm grounded in the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, but when you say you can have creative miracles, people, you know, they'll say, no, you can't. But Jesus said you could. He said you could. Hallelujah. I told you, my daughter-in-law, they took her kidney out when she was about 8 years old. And bless God, she had some kind of disease that ate her kidney. And so they took it. And when her and my son got, we knew them back then because they lived by a neighbor. When her and my son got married, she started having problems again. And they told her they thought the disease was back in the other kidney. They set up a time for her to go in. I think it was on a Friday. They set up a time for her to go in and have it checked and run dye through the other kidney, you know, the only kidney she had left, to see if it was in there. And that morning, the Lord showed me how to get her kidney. And I'll tell you that in a different sermon. But anyway, God showed me how to go to, you know, that throne room, that place in heaven where Gary Wood talked about, where they have body parts. Well, I just sent an angel to get her one. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I said, God, I'll do the warfare to get that thing, that angel through. If you'll let that angel go to that door and get that kidney. And I could see it. I could see the angel go to the door, get the kidney. Hallelujah. I told you this from some other time, but I want to hear it again, okay? Hallelujah. Bless God. And when that angel was in trouble, I could see it. And I just would do warfare, pray in the spirit, and believe God for all his worth to get that angel through with that kidney. And that night when she came home from work, I called her and I said, Shar, let me tell you what God showed me this morning. She said, oh, Mom, I received that. That was on a Wednesday. On Friday, she went in and they run Kadai through her and they found two perfect kidneys. And she's got two perfectly working kidneys today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. That nurse come out and she said, Shar, would you like to see an x-ray of your kidneys? Glory to God. Shar knew that was there. She knew it was there before she ever went in there, because she received that on Wednesday evening when I called her. Hallelujah. She just had faith to grab onto that and believe. They told us we'd probably never have any grandkids because there was all that scar tissue. We got three. Hallelujah. She never had any problems and no toxemia. Oh, glory. When God does something, honey, he does it right. Hallelujah. That's what a miracle is. Something you can't do. Something you can't see how it happened. You know, if I'd have tried to reason that out that morning, I wouldn't even have believed for that. But I saw, if there's a room in heaven, hallelujah, and they got body parts up there, and my kid needs one, I'm going after it. If I can't go after it, I'll send an angel up there, hallelujah. Well, I can't go to heaven and get it, but bless God, that angel could. Hallelujah. Come on, say Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, she goes to this church. Her and my son are pastors at the South Campus. On-site pastors, you can talk to her. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you something that come out of a storybook. I'm telling you something that happened to us. Hallelujah. That girl knows how to believe God. Know that Jesus can make it happen, and all I have to do is believe it. See, we're about to see miracles come back into the church like never before. Get ready. Come on, get ready. They're coming. They're coming. That's why I'm teaching you that stuff. Because you know what? There's not enough of the leadership here to go around to reach everybody that God wants to do a miracle for. But there's enough of us. Hallelujah. Bless God. We have to have faith in that name. You have to hear about that name. You have to hear how he got it. You have to hear what the name will do. And you have to hear what conflict is in that name. Hallelujah. Because when you start using that name, you're going to get some people standing up against you. Acts 4, 1 through 9 says, And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they talked to the people and preached through Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. It was in the evening. Hallelujah. Do you see? They began to preach in the name of Jesus. Made people mad. Stir them up. They put them in prison. Howbeit, that means however, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. About 5,000 people got saved because of the miracle that happened to the man at the Gate Beautiful. Whoa. Glory to God. Jesus said he was sending the disciples as sheep among wolves. He said the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. Now look at verse 12. Neither is there salvation. You know what salvation means? Healing, deliverance, well-being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, victory. If you look up the word salvation, it's sozos. It means glory. It means victory. Hallelujah. Neither is there salvation, healing, abundance, deliverance in any other. For there is none other name under heaven. Which name am I talking about? Come on, that's pretty weak. Which name am I talking about? Jesus. Hallelujah. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. We must be healed. We must be delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Have you been with Jesus enough that people can tell you've been there? Come on, people. Hallelujah. And behold, the man which was standing by them, they could say nothing against it. For when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do with these men? For indeed, a notable miracle has been done. They couldn't say this man hadn't gotten up and walked. He had. I mean, by them as manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem, the whole town knew about it. And we cannot deny it. Glory to God. They may not like it. And you think, well, wouldn't everybody be happy about a miracle? Honey, I preached in a Baptist church, and I'm not talking against the Baptists, so don't, you know, I love that's where I got saved. Hallelujah. But I went to a Baptist church, and this was way down south, and I began to preach, and these people began to get filled the Holy Ghost, and they began to get healed. One young man had done something to his knee, and his knee got healed, and he danced all over, and these people just got excited, and I mean, they were happy to receive the baptism. That was on a Sunday night, and on a Tuesday night, they called a business meeting and kicked that pastor out. Hallelujah. People get mad. Religious people get mad when you tear their playhouse down, you know. They got this playhouse built, and it's not on a good foundation. And you go in there and kick over some sacred cows and tell them what the word really says. And bless God, they get mad. Hallelujah. People, I'm trying to show you just how dangerous and powerful this name is. It's dangerous to the kingdom of hell. Hallelujah. Satan's trying to separate our faith, us from our faith in that name. He knows the power in that name. One miracle snatched 5,000 people. Souls out of the devil's hands. Verse 18, and they called them and commanded them not to speak or teach in that name. Yeah, go ahead and say God all you want to. You can call it a higher power. You can call it whatever you want. Just don't say Jesus. Hallelujah. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God judge you. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard. We cannot but speak the things. And when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing that they might punish them because of the people. And all the men glorified God for that which is done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing was showed. And by the hands of the apostles. Now, they told him, said, don't you speak like that. Don't use that name, you know. Acts 5:12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Don't you want it to be said about you? By the hands of the pastors and the leadership and the disciples at Life Church, many miracles were wrought. Hallelujah. See, I don't want to name it for myself. I'm going to empty a whole ward in the hospital, and they ain't even going to know who was there except some wild redhead lady come in there using the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, we're not making a name for ourselves. The only hero here, his name is what?
Jesus.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, and the rest did not dare join any man join to them. But the people magnified them. And the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both the men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets. Come on. And laid them on beds and couches. So at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Do you understand that? Get so full of the Holy Ghost that when you walk down the street, people try to get the people just up in your shadow so they could get healed. Not so you could have a name. Oh, look who she is. No, no, no. Oh, look what Jesus can do. Hallelujah. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. How many? Everyone. Then the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, they were filled with indignation, and they laid hands on the apostles and put them in a common prison. But the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of life. Do you see that there's protection in that name? Hallelujah. There was a lady. She said she was going to her car. And there was these two men come up, and she said it was a dark street and just didn't, you know, wasn't a real nice place to be, but she had to get to her car. And she started her car, and these men started after her. And she said one grabbed her by the neck, and the other one grabbed her. And she said they began to choke her and pull at her and pull her, try to pull her clothes off. She began to say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus. And she said every time she said Jesus, one let go, and then another one let go. And she said they run down the street. Well, she turned them into the police, and the police caught them. And they brought her down to identify him. And when she got down there, they said, she identified him. And they asked the police officer, could we just ask that lady one thing? And they said, well, you know, just ask us and we'll ask her. Well, we want to know who those big men standing around her were. Hallelujah. When you speak the name of Jesus, angels come. Hallelujah. They come in, praise God. That name will bring help. It'll bring help. Hallelujah. Bless God. You may not conceive him, but the name of Jesus brings salvation. When you call on that name, that's all you need. Hallelujah. Do you see you don't have to be afraid? Hallelujah. He's a very present help in time of trouble. I read about this maybe I heard this on the TV. I can't remember. I don't want to say I read it if I didn't. But I heard it on TV. There was a 90-year-old woman. She was in bed. And a man got in her house. And when she woke up, he was taking his pants off to rape her. She began to say the name of Jesus. I mean, he was right at the bed down over her. She began to say the name of Jesus, and he began to back up. He backed right into his pants and out the front door. Hallelujah. You understand? I don't care if you're 9 or 90. This will work. It'll work. The name of Jesus will work. We have a name that's so powerful. But most Christians have not taken the time to build their faith in that name. Hallelujah. Your faith in that name can make you whole. It'll bring life. It'll bring into your life all you'll ever need. Do you see, people? We win. Hallelujah. Verse 28 saying, did we not straitly command them that they should not teach in that name? And behold, they filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. That name is great. Talk about a weapon. Ooh, hallelujah. You can get anything off your back. You can get anything out of your house. If you're missing something, you can get it back. If you're sick, you can get healed. Hallelujah. Bless God. This man told me this week that he lost a knife that was very precious to him. And he said, you know, somebody had gotten it to it for him for Christmas, and he just loved it, and he lost it. And he said, I said to the Lord, Jesus, I'd like to find that knife. And he said he heard a voice say to him, go downstairs and look on this bench, your workbench. Well, he hadn't had it down there. But he went down there, and when he got down there lay the knife, and he said it was open. He said, I never left a knife open in my life, but there it lay. Hallelujah. See, God will find things for you. Hallelujah. I've lost things and commanded the angels to find them. And maybe it'd be 2 or 3 weeks, but there lay where you knew you didn't put it. Even one time, I had something in my pocket that got lost. I had washed that coat a couple of times. And there it was in the pocket several weeks later. Hallelujah. John, 1 John 5:13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name." What's that name? "Of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." What's that name? Jesus. Hallelujah. We're commanded to believe on that name. John 9, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?' And Jesus answered, 'Neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.'" Hallelujah. That's not saying God made him blind so he could show glory. God's not that kind of God. You understand? He's saying he's blind, but bless God, I'm going to show you something. God's going to work the works. "I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night comes when no man can work. And as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world." When he had thus spoken, he spit on the ground, made clay of the spittle. He spit on this man. Today you'd say, "Have you had an AIDS test? Are you sure you don't have anything wrong?" Yeah. Now, come on. You know, people, hallelujah. He can spit all over me if he wants to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He told him to go wash. Hallelujah. Bless God. And for the sake of time, I'm going to skip some of that. But the Pharisees began to ask him questions. And he told him, said, "I don't know who he was, but he told me to go wash. I went and washed, and I came back blind." "Well, were you really blind?" He said, "Was he of God?" He said, "I don't know who he was. I know I was blind, and now I see." Hallelujah. Praise God. So then they went to the parents, said, "Is this your son?" "Yes." "How did this happen?" "We don't know. We know he's our son. We know he was blind. Now we know he can see. He's of age. Ask him." See, when you use that name, it'll bring persecution. Raise up. I mean, you would have thought those Pharisees had been real happy about him getting healed, but they weren't. He did it on the Sabbath. Glory to God. You know what? They could have gotten him healed because God set things up. Even in the Old Testament, he set it up for the temple. They could have gone to the priest and gotten healed. But you know what? They'd quit using it. They'd let their vain traditions make the word of God of no effect. And that's what part of the church has done today. You know? They think it's radical. You're just radical. "Well, honey, I got radically saved. I got radically healed. I got radically delivered. I'm radically filled with the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wall to wall Holy Ghost. That's what I want. Wall to wall Holy Ghost. When you bump me, you just get the Holy Ghost all over you. I'm not there yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Now let me go to, you can heal by that name. You can be delivered by that name. You have protection in that name. Whatever it is that you need is in that name. That name can make you whole. In Acts 19, it said in verse 12, "So that from the body, his body were brought unto him, to the sick, handkerchiefs and aprons, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them." Hallelujah. And it goes on to say that there was these priest kids, you know, the PKs. They decided they was going to do some of this. They was going to call this out. And the devil said to them, "Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you?" See, when I'm known in heaven, I'm known in hell. Glory to God. Do you understand? Hallelujah. See, when heaven knows me, the devil knows who I am. But I'll tell you what, if you're not known in heaven, he don't know who you are. He didn't even know his own. He's saying, "Who are you?" Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. When I use that name, the devil knows I know who I am. He knows who I am, but buddy, he knows I know who I am. Hallelujah. He knows I have some power, and he knows that I know how to use it, and he's no match for the Jesus in me. I want you to say that. Say, "Devil, you're no match for the Jesus in me." Hallelujah. Philippians 2:6, "Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, and he took a humble position of a slave and was born as a human being when he appeared in human form. He humbled himself in obedience to God." See, we need to do that. Humble yourself. He'll exalt you in due time. You don't want to be exalting yourself. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he'll exalt you in due time. "He humbled himself in obedience to God and died on a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him a name above all other names. And at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That says he has a name above every other name, all other names. At the name of Jesus, all other names have to bow their knee. If it has a name, it has to bow. Does cancer have a name? Has to bow. Arthritis, diabetes, heart trouble, lupus, back problems, trouble, lack, depression, anguish, family trouble, divorce. Okay, if I put faith in the name, does that stuff have to bow? Must bow. Must move out. If I put faith in that name. See, why don't it move when you tell it to? Maybe you're not putting faith in the name. Maybe you're just hoping it's going to work. You know? Build your faith in the name of Jesus. It can take you to heaven. It'll heal your body. It'll deliver you from destruction. In John, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Live in that. He who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalms 91. Get into the word and stay there until your faith is so built in the name of Jesus that hell is scared of you. Hallelujah. Several months back, I prayed for this woman. She said, my family are all just nearly blind. And she said, she had thick glasses on. And she said that, she said, I want this. I want to be healed. So I laid hands on her and I said to her, now, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to speak to that. Every day you say, I have 20/20 vision and I can see perfectly. And she's been doing that. I saw her. Bev and I saw her this week. Hallelujah. She said to me, after about a month, she said a month, just a little time, she said, I had to go into the doctor because I couldn't see a thing. And she said, he said, that's because you got the wrong lens. He said, did you quit working on the computer? She said, no, I never worked on a computer. He gave her two or three other reasons. Said, oh, she must have done. She said, I didn't do any of that. But he had to give her new glasses. Hallelujah. Her eyes are getting better because she talked to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get into the word and stay there until your faith is so built in the name of Jesus that hell gets scared of you. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures. John 14, you need to write these down. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with my Father. Verse 13, you can ask for anything in my name and I'll do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name and I'll do it. See, that's where a lot of people get all wrong. They go to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, give me this. Jesus, I ask you for this. He didn't say you're supposed to ask him. He said, you ask the Father. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll do it. Hallelujah. The word ask in the Greek means demand. Now, hold on. Don't get all in a bunch here. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't demand of God. And the minute you say demand, boy, people just get all. Who in their right mind would demand anything of God? We stand on the word and demand that it works in our life. We can demand that this body come into line under the word and under that name. We demand that my situation come under the name of Jesus. But we don't demand God. John 16, 23 through 24. At that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. See, he said, don't come to me asking me. I tell you the truth. You'll ask the Father directly, and he'll grant you your request because you use my name. Ha, glory to God. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive. Did he say you might? Perhaps? By chance? No. He said, ask using my name. And you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to the Father, or to God and the Father by him. They decreed in the name. They confessed in the name. Hebrews 13:15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of God to continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. They praised in his name. You understand that? They decreed in the name. They confessed in the name. They praised his name. 1 Corinthians 6:11. This is the closest I ever found my name in the Bible. Hallelujah. If you read before this, it's 6:11 is what I want to give you. But if you go back to about 8, 9, and 10, read that. It said, and there'll be none of these going to heaven. And he names them adulterers, idolaters, effeminate. Abusers with mankind. He's saying all this stuff, you know. None of these will go to heaven. Well, I got so discouraged, I start to cry, and I thought, well, Lord, you know, I've been most of that. Not all of it, but I mean, I've been most of that. Look at verse 11. And such were some of you. Woo, glory to God, you understand? Such were some of you. That's Evelyn. That's me. I wrote my name there. That's the closest I ever found to seeing my name in the Bible. That's what I was. Hallelujah. And such were some of you. But, come on. Hallelujah. Come on. But you are washed. You understand? I know it's not washed, but you are washed. Hallelujah. You are sanctified. You are justified. Well, come on, people. That ought to make you want to get up and run around. Hallelujah. I found your name in there. That's what you used to be, but you're not anymore. Hallelujah. You've been sanctified. You've been washed. You've been justified. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If that don't get you excited, I don't know what would. Hallelujah. I rejoice. I've lived all that for the next 20 years, just blessing God. I found my name in the Bible. There it is, says Evelyn. Hallelujah. Some of you, that was me. Hallelujah. You're sanctified, justified in that name. Hallelujah. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. We gather in the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James 5:14. Says, is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. That's Jesus. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And if they have committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Hallelujah. So we anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. We anoint in the name of the Lord. We gather in the name of the Lord. We confess the name of the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We do all in that name. We anoint with oil. In the name of the Lord. We pray for the sick in that name. The devil would like to have us stop using that name. But I'm trained in that name. I'm trained in the name. I've seen drug addicts get free with a name. Homosexuals get free with a name. Cancers fall off with that name. The dead raised with that name. The blind eyes to see with that name. The deaf to hear with that name. The dead raised in that name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. People freed from all kinds of junk in that name. Demons have to flee at the in the face of that name. Hallelujah. You don't have to shout it. Sometimes I just like to. Don't you? Sometimes I just kick. I know I can't kick him, but it feels good to do it. Hallelujah. Sometimes I tell him, I'm going to take the name of Jesus and ram it right down your throat. I can't get a hold of his throat, but bless God, it makes me feel good to tell him that. But I can take the name, and I can have victory. I can have victory, and I don't have to shout it. People whisper, oh, glory. You understand? People in a coma, they can't even whisper. But with their mind, they say the name and get saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You understand? Praise God. You can whisper that name and it'll work. Hallelujah. See, he did the work. We just have to do the faith. Okay? Speak that name. Speak that name. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless God. Now, I know this is not a spiritual thing to do. We're going to draw three names out of here so you can have the gifts we promised you. We're probably going to do this again. But don't move out of the spirit because God's doing some things. Hallelujah. Praise God. I should have done this at the first, but I forgot it. Did you get anything out of this? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bev, why don't you come in? Where's she at? I guess she went that way. Okay, Sherry, I'll have you come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, we're going. Do these up.
Okay.
Hallelujah. It's Daniel?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oop, I dropped that back down in there. Well, if you get it again, we'll do something else.
Okay. Michelle.
Michelle Malek. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if she's here or not. Is she? Okay. We'll give her. That's some plaques. It's got faith and truth. And anyway, that's what she won. Okay, we're going to do one more. Tina Tarbe.
Nina.
Nina. Bless her. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got a T.D. Jakes DVD for you. Hallelujah. Did Michelle come back in? Here, maybe you can see that she gets that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we have that mic and I'll have you come? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you believe this morning that the name of Jesus will cause every demon to flee? The name of Jesus will get rid of a disease and affliction, infirmity, in Jesus' name. So we're going to use the name of Jesus this morning over some things. Hallelujah. Come on. Now get ready. Didn't he say that signs and wonders would follow the word? That's what he said. Now we're expecting that. Before I do that, I'm going to pray. And if you've not received Jesus as your Savior, I want you to pray this with me. And let's just all pray. And Jesus will come into your heart if you ask him. Okay? So if you'll pray, and I'm not going to call you out of your seat. You can come up later and we'll give you a Bible. But I want you to pray this with me. And if you'll pray and mean it, Jesus will come into your heart and change your life. Okay? Okay. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you repenting of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I accept what Jesus did on the cross. I believe you raised him from the dead. I believe he paid for my sins. So I ask you now, come into my heart and be my Savior. And I thank you. I will live for you the rest of my days as you enable me. I will stay close to you. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, if you meant that, he came in. Bless God. He came in. And if you need a Bible and if you want to come up, when we have the people come up front, you can come up. But we're going to begin to call out something. We're going to begin to use the name of Jesus. Come on. I mean, if you preach something, it ought to work. Hallelujah. Bless God. So we're expecting signs and wonders to follow. So in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Just go ahead.
Well, I feel like there's a number of people here where you've gotten some reports from doctors, and then there's also some that you have instances or things going on in your life that are overwhelming you. And the word overwhelm is a name. And that thing has been sent to overwhelm you, to get you to back up in fear. Remember, fear wants to alter your position. And we're not going to allow that fear being overwhelmed to alter your position any longer. Because just like what was taught today, the name is above. Everything that has come against you, no matter how big it roars, and it's a voice. Fear has a voice. Faith has a voice. And that thing's been roaring, and it seems like it's bigger, but there's nothing bigger than the name of Jesus. Amen. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I come against a spirit of being overwhelmed right now in the name of Jesus. And I command that spirit that's assigned against you to overwhelm you in fear, come out in the name of Jesus. Right now, I break its back right now off of your back in the name of Jesus. Some of you are literally bowed over in the spirit realm because of the heaviness and the pressure of that. And we break it. We cut its cords off in the name of Jesus. I come against depression. And I command a spirit of depression to loose all that heaviness, all that morbidity, all that despair. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Release it. You tell it to go. You have authority in the name of Jesus. I speak to fear, anxiety. Come out. Go. All that fear, all that anxiety, all that hopelessness, expel in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
And I call headaches. I mean, some of you are putting up with headaches every day. I mean, you just have a headache every day. And in Jesus' name, it's enough. We're going to use the name of Jesus on that headache. In Jesus' name, eye, call that eye problems, eye problems and sinus problems, sinus infections. In Jesus' name, I call that out now. I said, you bow at the name of Jesus. You bow at the name of Jesus. And some people have had stomach problems, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. If you got it, you know what it's called. Hallelujah. And indigestion and throwing up and feeling like, all that heartburn and with your digestive tract. I use the name of Jesus. I tell you, at the name of Jesus, that junk has to bow its knee. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And you know what? I call that, there's some of you that you know God has called you to do some things, and you know that you're not supposed to be fearful, and you know that you're supposed to be moving out. But you just don't have what you need to the devil has so blinded you from who you are. So right now, at the name of Jesus, I call deception to leave you. You come out, deception, lies in Jesus' name, lies about who you are in Jesus' name. All that spinelessness, I call that out of you now in Jesus' name. Fearful, always afraid, never wanting to, and disobedience. Oh, in Jesus' name, bow your knee. Bow your knee. Hallelujah. What
they hit. And this is what I'm seeing in the spirit realm. I'm seeing people who literally the devil has taken your arm and put it around behind your back, and you're like this. You're just coming down. And the Lord, and because that thing is trying to make you bow, and you're the one that's supposed to make it bow. To Amen. The name of Jesus. Yeah. So right now, I feel like Lord is saying, rise up and use that name that I have Amen. Given you that is above every name. Yeah. And at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. He said, you speak to your mountain. You command it to bow. So in the name of Jesus, rise up. Some of you need to start rising up. You need to break off what's been called off even up here and say, I'm not putting up with this any longer in the name of Jesus. I break your stronghold. I command you to go. Loose me now in the name of Jesus. Come on, do it in the name of Jesus. Loose God's people in Jesus' name.
And you know what? There's some memories. Now, you haven't thought about this as being a name, but there's memories. Some of you have memories from a child that torment you. Rise up, even sometime in the night, you wake up and that thing is right in front of you. Right now, I'm going to speak to those memories. Do you hear me? It's a name. Did God say, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow? Okay, we're going to speak to those memories. And we're going to call them out now. I say, bow your knee. All those memories, memories of abuse. Memories of hurt that's just come. Memories of rejection. In Jesus' name, I call those memories. I tell you, bow your knee and come out. We bind you.
All that torment. All that rehearsal. Those things that keep replaying over like a tape recorder. In the name of Jesus, we silence the voices of negative, tormenting memories. In the name of Jesus. And I command literally out of the core of your being. In the name of Jesus, all that torment. In Jesus' name, all the torment, all the hurt, and literally how it works its way out into your physical body and the way it affects the immune system. Father, we break that off in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that torment.
Let it go.
Let it go. That's right. You tell it to go. Take a deep breath. Release it. Release it.
There's one other thing, and you can't get mad at me. I heard God say it. If it don't apply to you, just push it over your, pass it on back. But some of you have pride, and you may not call it pride, but it's pride. God wants to clean you out and get rid of that, so I speak to pride. I speak to that ugly thing that came from the enemy, and all of us are prone to that every now and then. In Jesus' name, I speak to pride, and I call you out now. And I said, now, you bow your knee. You stinking pride, you'll not be in our people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have something? No. Okay. Hallelujah.
So all that self-centeredness, self-focus, go in the name of Jesus. Always focusing on yourself, all of your defects.
Amen.
Focusing on defects, focusing on insecurity, focusing on inferiorities. God, we speak to that spirit of introverted pride that always focuses back on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we break it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What you hear coming out from up here on stage, the Lord says, now you take it and you break it. You break it. You enforce the victory that Jesus paid for on the cross. We're up here calling these things out. You come into agreement with us and out of agreement with the problem, and tell that problem, tell that issue, tell that mountain, I'm out of agreement with you. I come out of agreement with you, and I command you to leave me now in the name of Jesus. God is waiting for you to take authority.
And some of you, I kind of heard it in my spirit. I thought this was a healing class. I didn't come for this. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Some of you won't get healed of the physical until you get healed of the emotional, until you get that inside healed. So this is what we're doing. We teach healing. Bless God, it's healing of every area. In Jesus' name.